Authentic Real English from the BBC.
This is flat number 5, Lee. I'm happy you came along to help me find a nice place to live.
Renting a new place is a big step, Finn. This one looks good. Look here. Big windows. Lots of light coming in. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's good, but...
It's been painted recently. Look, the wooden floor is lovely.
Yeah, you're right. It is lovely, but, Lee, there's not enough room to swing a cat.
A cat?
Yes.
Are you sure? No problem. I saw one outside. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh. Lee, what is this?
It's a cat, Finn. I didn't know you liked swinging cats around. But, well, this cat was just outside. And you can try swinging it. Just be gentle with it.
No, Lee, I don't swing cats. In English, you use the expression, there's not enough room to swing a cat, when you want to say a place is much too small.
Oh, what a relief. 这么说, there's not enough room to swing a cat. 这个短语的意思呢, 是用来形容一个地方太小了, 连转身的余地都没有。
Not enough room to swing a cat is today's expression in authentic real English. Let's hear some examples of how to use it.
The library at my college was really small. There wasn't enough room to swing a cat.
I can't work in this office. There's not enough room to swing a cat. Where will I put my books and my computer?
So, not enough room for me in this flat, Lee. But thanks for coming with me all the same.
So what are you going to do, Finn?
Well, I think I'll just move in with my brother.
Is his flat small? Could you swing a cat there?
Well, in my brother's house, cats rule. He loves furry little animals.
Well, I think this cat might join you there. Let's go, Finn. Bye.
Bye. And no cat was harmed in the recording of this program. Isn't that right, Chubby?
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。